Hello and welcome to After the Movies with Ryan
and Justine.
Today we're going to talk about Alice in Wonderland.
Yep.
You go first. Tell me everything you want to say. I won't interrupt you.
I didn't really like it. There are parts that I liked. Like I really enjoyed Helena Bonham Carter and Anne Hathaway. And Johnny Depp, when I could understand what he was saying. I had a little trouble in the beginning understanding what he was saying. Well, probably because he's supposed to be mad. But I can't understand his English accent sometimes when he does it.
It kept switching, too, from English to Scottish and then to something I couldn't figure out. It changed, like, three times.
Well, I mean, that's how it is in the book.
Oh, I never read the book.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look as beautiful as I thought it was going to look. Like, the colors didn't pop like I thought they were going to. It looked kind of dark. Like, not dark like Tim Burton, but dark, like, dark in
I can explain light. That, actually.
Okay, well,
okay, sorry.
And, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, I didn't like it either. I thought it was an abysmal failure of a movie.
I didn't think it was that bad.
They should put that on the poster, an abysmal failure, okay. Ryan Ferguson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple times when I smiled. I thought it was, like, there was a moment when the queen played croquet with what is the birds called? The ones that
flamingos.
Sing. Oh, the flamingo. That made me smile for an instant. I thought the pig thing was funny, but that's in the trailer. Like, I don't know. I was bored the whole time. I didn't really care for the story. And I felt like Tim Burton just completely drained all the fun out of Wonderland. I mean, it's called Underland in this movie. Like, it's not called Wonderland, it's called Underland.
I think that may be how it is in the book, too.
Well, whatever, it sucked. Like, it's just, Wonderland is supposed to be fun and scary and weird and, like, and there was all kinds of creatures that I was missing from the cartoon that I'm used to watching, like the butterflies that turn into a loaf of bread and the birds that have glasses and, and, I mean, he made the Cheshire Cat boring. Like, the Cheshire Cat's not supposed to be boring. The Cheshire Cat's supposed to be goofy and weird.
I actually like the Cheshire Cat. Like, I mean, I didn't like the acting. I just liked the way it looked. I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, I mean, it looked okay. In terms of it being too dark, I can tell you, I think I know what the problem was there. And I confirmed this with the theater manager, sort of. A lot of movie theaters run their projectors at 85% brightness. They think that they're saving money by not having to replace the bulb so often. And that's not usually a problem, but when you are watching a 3D movie, you're having to look through those glasses, those polarized glasses, and it reduces the light by, I mean, I don't know the actual number, but I would think it's about one f-stop, if not more. And so when you have a director like Tim Burton who makes his movies dark, and then you're running the projector at 85% brightness, and then you're also looking through dark glasses, it's going to make things really dark. And I don't know if you noticed, but I kept bringing my glasses up and down, and the colors looked a lot better with my glasses off. So I think if they'd been running their projector at 100% brightness, it would have made a difference in terms of the look of the movie. I mean, the story was still boring. So yeah, I just really didn't like it.
I'll probably kind of want to see it again first because I want to see it without the glasses and I want to see it in 2D. And secondly, so I can pick up on everything that's being said because I couldn't understand it the first go around.
Yeah. We've got like a minute and 20 left. Let's talk about trailers.
Okay.
How to Train Your Dragon looks fun.
I was not wanting to see it before, but now I'm on the fence about it.
I feel the same. What else did we see? I remember.
Story 3, of course.
It looks okay.
Looks okay. I still want to see it.
Despicable Me looks like fun.
Want to see that.
Yes. What was the first trailer we saw? I can't think about it. I remember what it was. Oh, but Tron. Let's talk about Tron.
Oh, yeah.
Tron Legacy. I've never seen Tron. I kind of want to watch Tron now because the sequel looks pretty freaking cool.
I've never seen Tron either. I think it's a little before my time.
I mean, it's a dude in a video. It's the dude in a video game.
Yes.
Jeff Bridges, man.
Yes.
Looks cool.
I'm a little into it now.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I guess that's all we got time for. I don't know. It's raining outside. It's dreary, and it was just a really dreary movie.
I say, don't go see it.
Wait for DVD.
Yeah, wait for DVD.
Or Blu-ray, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
It's been After the Movies.